You know, in comment to downtown, you know, Dr. Peterson has mentioned maybe a bigger property being consolidated to something bigger. I think that would be the wrong vision. First of all, you've got traffic issues downtown. I think the to capitalize on what Fort Collins are is like is that you've got to maintain the smaller stores. What happens when government does, we have to be involved because everybody's looking for some incentive. The downtown itself, a lot of the improvement has been done with businesses in the city cooperating, the sidewalk improvement, the coach lighting, cooperation with the LDS Church around the Tabernacle, improvement of that parking lot that's used during the week for other things other than church. And then just the Bluebird, iconic restaurant that's been there for a long, long time, and we worked with them to make sure that they could get ADA. And so we put an elevator in. We helped them financially accomplish that through an RDA downtown. The RDA downtown is alive and well. The improvements in the back of the copper mill in cleaning it up and bricking it and putting a better entrance into it happened through an RDA. So many businesses are saying, how can you help us? Because we're dealing with blighted property that needs some incentive, and it's done through tax increment. And I believe it works. And Joann's and Chuck-O-Rama and the Beehive Grill are all testaments to how you improve the downtown area and the character of it.